All right, diving in today, folks, into something super foundational, and that is self-leadership, but also this idea of trustworthiness.
Yeah.
We got a really detailed resource that you sent us called ASOURCE Week 8 Self-Leadership and Trustworthiness.pdf
Okay.
by Steve Gedeon. And, you know, our mission here is to really help you extract the core insights, show how those connect self-leadership and trustworthiness, and then, you know, give you something to really work with in terms of your own development, whether it's personally or professionally?
Absolutely. And I think what's so interesting about this material is that it starts with who we are, like our character, and really digs deep into how we can shape our thinking and actions through things like self-reflection, which we'll talk about. I mean, it's really comprehensive, and I think there are going to be a lot of aha moments in here for our listeners.
Yeah. And for you, our learner, think of this as your like cheat sheet to understanding these ideas, right? So we're going to do the heavy lifting of sifting through the details, finding those really impactful things that are going to make a difference for you without totally overloading you with information. Okay. So let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
The material really kicks off talking about character, and it presents it as kind of a fundamental element, especially in the context of entrepreneurship and this idea of starting with what you have. So what is Gedeon even getting at when he talks about character here?
Well, it's interesting because it goes beyond this narrow definition of just morality. Obviously,
yeah.
That's a part of it. But it's really more like our whole internal operating system.
Okay.
So we're talking about our beliefs, our attitudes, the mindsets we have, our values, you know, even our desires, goals, and habits. All of these things together really make up who we are at our core. And that, of course, dictates how we behave, how we react to situations, the types of relationships we form, and ultimately, you know, whether or not people see us as reliable and trustworthy.
Okay, so it's almost like this inner landscape, this whole terrain that kind of then becomes visible through our behavior, right?
Exactly.
And that leads us, I think, directly to trustworthiness and this idea of reliability. And the document emphasizes this point about being able to make and keep commitments, not only to others, but also to ourselves.
Right.
So why is that so crucial?
Well, I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we're trying to build any kind of positive relationship, whether it's personal or professional, trust and reliability are the bedrock, right? Because if you can't depend on someone to follow through, or even if you yourself are constantly breaking promises to yourself, maybe you said you were going to learn that new skill or start that new habit and you just didn't do it, it really weakens the very foundation of those relationships, including the relationship you have with yourself.
Right.
And so this ability to follow through, this is what shapes how we interact with others, which the source refers to broadly as customer relationships.
Yeah.
And also the value that's exchanged in those interactions.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. It's like this constant give and take, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to this principle of value creation.
Right.
And the material really emphasizes that you can't expect to just take from your network, from your interactions, without putting something back in.
Yeah.
So can you kind of break down why that's so important?
Sure. I mean, this is all about reciprocity.
Okay.
And so whether you're part of a team, maybe you're out there networking and meeting new people, or you're working within an organization, you're an employee,
mm-hmm.
when you deliver good work, high quality work consistently,
mm-hmm.
when you share what you know,
okay.
your expertise, and you look for ways to solve problems,
mm-hmm.
that builds trust and reliability and goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And then that comes back to you.
Yeah. So it's not just about what you can get. It's about actively putting something in. Now, the material also touches on something that I think a lot of our listeners, especially students and entrepreneurs, are dealing with: mental health challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So how does having a really solid character actually help us navigate those really difficult times?
Well, the key here is that when we face challenges, when we face setbacks, it's not just about getting through it. It's about using those experiences to actually strengthen our character. So think resilience, grit, adaptability, even just basic reliability. These are all qualities that are often developed or forged when we overcome obstacles. And so navigating uncertainty and risk, that's part of the journey, actually helps us build those elements of our character. It's not just a negative experience, it's actually a catalyst for growth.
Okay, so it's a way of almost like reframing it, right? Like,
yeah.
These aren't just bad things that are happening, it's actually making me stronger.
Exactly.
And it's interesting too, because this idea of character even aligns with what like investors look for.
Right.
Apparently angel investors, right, they often say that an entrepreneur's trustworthiness, their ethics, their character in general is often even more important to them than the specific business idea or the early traction.
Yeah.
So why is character so vital from their perspective?
Well, because character, it's like this internal resource that you need to actually achieve your goals.
Right.
I mean, they might see a brilliant idea, but if the person behind it isn't ethical, isn't reliable, or can't handle the pressure,
right,
the chances of success are just much lower.
Yeah.
You need that strong moral compass. You need that ability to bounce back from failure or growth mindset. Those are all seen as vital.
So it's like the engine, right? It's
yes.
the inner compass, the engine that drives success in the long run.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about how our thinking plays into all of this.
Okay.
The material mentions this social cognitive perspective and something called the theory of planned behavior, or TPB. Can you unpack those for us in a really practical way?
Absolutely. And this is where I think we start to see the power we have, you know, how much control we have. So the social cognitive perspective is basically saying that we're not just puppets of our environment or our genes. Yeah. We have agency. Our thoughts, our feelings, our beliefs, our attitudes, all of those things, those are the primary drivers of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And then the TPB, the theory of clan behavior, it helps to explain how this actually works.
Okay.
So it suggests that our often unconscious beliefs, those things we just take for granted,
mm-hmm.
they shape our attitudes and our values, which then impact our intentions, you know, our goals, and that ultimately determines our behavior and how we feel.
Okay.
So the takeaway here is that your character, it's not something you're born with. It's something you create.
You're right.
Something you develop.
So it's less about fate, more about, you know, taking control of how we think.
Exactly.
Okay. So if that's the case, how can we actually build that, like, stronger, more effective character?
Well, this is where we can look to things like positive psychology and CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy for practical techniques.
Yeah.
So things like mindfulness and meditation to become more aware of our thoughts, actively challenging negative thoughts and reframing them, positive self-talk, journaling, cultivating gratitude, and setting goals.
Okay.
These are all tools we can use. The idea is that when we engage our conscious, deliberate thinking, what Daniel Kahneman called System 2, the executive,
right,
we can actually influence our subconscious automatic thinking, or System 1, the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And the source uses this great analogy of programming your own computer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, so we're actively training our subconscious mind, essentially.
Exactly.
Now, the material dives into core beliefs, and you kind of touched on those, but can you explain exactly what they are and why they have such a huge impact on us?
Yeah, so these are our fundamental assumptions about ourselves, about others, and about the world.
Mm.
They're often unconscious, and we just take them for granted as truths.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that a lot of these are formed early in life without us really questioning them. And so they can have a really powerful influence on everything.
Yeah.
Our desires, attitudes, emotions, behaviors. The document gives the example of negative core beliefs. So believing you're not worthy,
okay,
that you can't trust anyone, or that the world is a dangerous place,
right,
these can actually contribute to problems like anxiety and depression.
So it's almost like these invisible filters, right, that we see everything through.
Exactly.
And if those filters are negative, it's going to really hold us back, probably without us even realizing it.
Absolutely.
So how do we counteract that? How do we cultivate more positive core beliefs?
Well, the document contrasts those negative beliefs with the ones that are often associated with a more entrepreneurial mindset.
Okay.
So things like having genuine self-esteem.
Okay.
Believing in your ability to create value.
Mm-hmm.
Self-efficacy, which is believing you can achieve your goals. Empathy, recognizing the worth of others.
Right.
Optimism, expecting good things to happen. And having an internal locus of control, meaning you believe that your actions actually matter.
Right.
It also talks about developing a growth mindset, which strengthens that self-efficacy.
Okay, so we're actively shifting those really deep assumptions. Now let's talk about attitudes and values. How are those different from core beliefs, and how do they play a role in shaping our character?
So unlike those often subconscious core beliefs, attitudes are more conscious. There are positive or negative feelings toward specific things or people or activities.
Okay.
And this includes our values, our desires, our interests. Values in particular are really important because they're consciously held positive attitudes about what's important to us, what's good.
Right.
And they act as a guide for our decisions.
Okay.
They shape our character because they attract us to certain actions and they repel us from others.
Okay.
And the document makes this point about positive, what it calls love-based values, being much more effective than negative or fear-based ones.
Right. It's like being pulled towards something you really believe in, as opposed to constantly running away from something you're scared of.
Exactly.
And speaking of values, the document also emphasizes this point about consciously identifying our values. Why is that so important?
Well, because if you can't actually name your values, you haven't written them down, really thought about them,
right,
they're probably operating on a subconscious level.
Okay.
So they might be influencing you, but you're not really aware of it.
Got it.
When you consciously identify them, you bring them to the light, and then you can use them as a tool for self-leadership.
Right. It's taking that passive influence and making it active, making it deliberate.
Exactly.
Okay. So the document then goes on to outline a bunch of like really positive entrepreneurial attitudes that are worth cultivating.
Yeah.
What are some of the ones that stand out to you?
So there's curiosity, which is, you know, that basic desire to learn, to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Then proactivity. This is about taking initiative, anticipating needs, not just waiting for things to happen.
Okay.
And of course, a growth mindset, seeing those challenges as opportunities.
Yeah.
Empathy, being able to understand others' perspectives,
right,
and resilience, which is that ability to bounce back from setbacks.
Mm.
That includes things like grit, tenacity, adaptability, even anti-fragility, becoming stronger through challenges.
Right.
Then there's creativity, generating new ideas,
mm-hmm.
and of course, self-leadership itself, taking responsibility for your own motivation and actions.
Okay.
It also talks about how important it is to reframe difficult situations as learning opportunities.
Yeah, so it's all about seeing things in a positive light, even when they're tough.
Exactly.
And this leads us to the idea of intent, of goal setting. How do our goals actually connect back to these underlying beliefs, attitudes, and ultimately our character?
So our goals are really the bridge.
Okay.
They take those often abstract interests and values and turn them into something concrete.
Right.
You know, something we can actually take action on. And the document cites the work of Locke and Latham, who found that setting specific and challenging goals leads to much better performance than just saying, do your best.
Mm-hmm.
So goals, they give us direction, they give us focus, and they help us achieve, you know, that PERMA, positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, accomplishment. And one thing the document really emphasizes is that commitment is key.
Right.
A lot of people fail not because of lack of ability, but because they lack true intention or they're scared of failing.
Yeah, that makes sense. So goals are like the tangible expression of like our inner world.
Right.
It's bringing those aspirations into reality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's circle back to those two systems of thinking.
Okay.
System one and system two. Mm-hmm. You know, Kahneman's model. How does understanding these two systems help us in terms of self-leadership?
I think this is really the core of self-leadership.
Okay.
So remember, system one, the elephant, is that fast, automatic, subconscious thinking. It's driven by emotions and it works on autopilot.
Yeah.
System two, the executive, is slower, more effortful, conscious, and rational. Self-leadership is about engaging that executive, that system two, to guide the elephant, to guide system one. It's about taking control, overriding those automatic responses, those ingrained habits that don't serve us.
Okay, so we're consciously taking control of the elephant, even though it's powerful, sometimes a little impulsive, right?
Exactly.
With our thoughtful executive. And this brings us back to the idea of agency, you know, our capacity to actually make choices, to act intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
How does that fit into this whole self-leadership picture?
Well, agency is that fundamental human ability to choose to take action. And the document really stresses that as adults, we have the power to choose our beliefs, our attitudes, our goals, even our behaviors.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what allows us to reprogram that subconscious mind, the elephant, using those self-leadership tools we talked about.
Okay.
We're not just passive recipients of our programming. We can actively shape it.
Right. And that's a really powerful idea.
It is.
Okay. So the material brings up something else that I thought was really fascinating, and that's the influence of art.
Mm-hmm.
So how can things like movies, music, literature, how can that impact our journey of self-leadership?
It's really interesting. The document acknowledges that art, in all its forms, it can have a big influence on our subconscious beliefs and attitudes.
Right.
About ourselves, about others, about the world. And so it encourages us to be mindful of what we're taking in.
Right. So what we're feeding that elephant.
Exactly. We can choose art that inspires a positive worldview, a positive self-image, rather than just passively absorbing negativity.
Right. So it's being selective about the media we consume, being deliberate about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about happiness and well-being now.
Okay.
The document mentions this PERMA model. Can you break that down for us? What is PERMA and how does developing a strong character help us achieve it?
So PERMA, it comes from positive psychology and it stands for positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, accomplishment. These are the five core elements of well-being.
Okay.
And the document argues that developing a strong character with all those positive qualities not only helps us succeed in our endeavors,
okay,
but it also contributes to a greater sense of PERMA. And what's really cool is that research suggests that happiness, it's not just a result of success, it can actually be a cause of success.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's linked to better health, greater wealth, stronger relationships.
So it's like this upward spiral, right? Like the more you develop your character, the happier you are, and then that leads to even more success.
Exactly. It's a beautiful cycle.
Okay. And finally, the material really stresses the importance of self-reflection. Why is that so critical for effective self-leadership?
Well, self-reflection, it's how we learn from our experiences.
Okay.
The document makes it clear that just going through life and having experiences, that's not enough.
Right.
We have to actively think about them, extract the lessons, really learn from them. If we don't, we're just going to keep repeating the same mistakes.
Right.
And missing opportunities. It's about turning those experiences into wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so asking ourselves questions, really digging deep into our values, beliefs, passions, and impact, that's key to becoming more self-aware and living a life that's truly aligned with who we want to be.
And all of this ties directly into assignment hashtag 5 for you, our learner, right?
Absolutely. Simon Hashtag 5 asks you to apply Gibbs' reflective cycle to your experiences, whether it's networking or your entrepreneurial endeavors.
Yes.
It's a 6-step process.
Okay.
Description, feelings, evaluation, analysis, conclusion, and action plan.
Right.
And it's designed to deepen that self-reflection practice and really help you cultivate that entrepreneurial mindset.
So it's about taking action, actually using this knowledge.
Exactly.
Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive, it seems like the big takeaway is this. Your character, which is built on your beliefs, your attitudes, your values, is absolutely foundational, both for your personal happiness and for success in anything you do.
Yep.
And the key here is that you have agency. You have the power to shape your thinking, set your intentions, and guide your actions to become who you want to be.
And that's the beauty of it. It's about being intentional, choosing the media you consume, the values you prioritize. And when you embrace self-reflection, you can really understand yourself and make choices that align with who you aspire to be.
So for you, our learner, we hope this exploration has been helpful in understanding how these pieces connect and given you some concrete tools to work with. Take some time this week to reflect on your own core beliefs, the values that drive you, the goals you're chasing.
Yeah, and I'd add to that, think about how you'll engage that executive thinking this week to guide your elephant towards the character and mindset you want. What's one small step you can take today to start aligning your subconscious programming with your aspirations?
Great point. And remember, folks, this deep dive is really just the beginning. The source material we covered has a ton of detail and practical guidance. Revisit it, explore those videos and resources, and really dive in deeper. What resonated with you? What questions do you still have? Use those as starting points for your continued learning journey.
Exactly. It's all about taking that next step.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. We'll see you next time.
See you then.